to Pet Safety Crusader Radio. Beating your way quick as an Egyptian Mao, chatting more than a Tonkinese, leaping through obstacles like a Bengal, and purring out loud my better pet parenting messages, I am Denise Fleck, the Pet Safety Crusader, and I am delighted to help you make a difference in the life of an animal. Today, as you can tell from the opening, which we changed up a tad, I am hosting an all-cat hour. Kind of a feline speed dating, if you will, as we zip through five guests, all with something catty to share. So no matter how much you already rock at taking care of your furry family members, there is always more to learn. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing. But stay tuned to this episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn how to be the person your dog or kitty cat knows you can be. Speaking of cats, the domestic cat, also known as Felis catus, and the feral cat, Felis silvestris catus, are small, furry, carnivorous mammals. We often call them house cats as they share our lives indoors with us. We value them for their companionship and in times past, but also now in barns, warehouses, studios, other places, we value cats for their ability to hunt rodents. More than 70 domestic cat breeds exist, with numbers differing according to which organization you abide by, Cat Fanciers, TICA, the International Cat Association, and others. We all know that our kitty cats are similar in anatomy to those great cats, lions and tigers and cougars, oh my, and they have strong, flexible bodies, quick reflexes, sharp, retractable claws, and teeth adapted to killing small prey. They've learned to adapt to our lifestyles, but are crepuscular by nature, meaning that they prey at twilight, from dusk till dawn. Cats can hear faint sounds, and ones often too high in frequency for our own human ears, such as those made by mice and other small little critters. They can see in near darkness, yet like most mammals other than ourselves, cats' color vision is not extraordinary. However, they do possess a much better sense of smell than us humans, and despite being solitary hunters, cats are a social species. They communicate through a number of vocalizations, meowing and mewing and purring and trilling and hissing and growling and grunting, as well as exuding pheromones, kind of a kitty hormone chemical, and of course their own unique body language, which we often talk about in order to keep ourselves safe when we're working with our feline friends. Cats have a high breeding rate, as is evidenced by kitten season, which we are in right now. March to September, or if you're out here in Southern California, it may go as long as November, in which there are an abundance of kittens needing homes. A recent study shows that cats are the second most popular pet in the United States. Behind who? Nope, not the dogs, who come in at 78 million. Freshwater fish actually hold that number one position at 95 million in the U.S. of A., but there are about 86 million cats that cohabitate with us humans. And although they do cohabitate with us, we must never think of kitty cats as small dogs. They are a totally different species. Dogs walk more like humans in that when we swing our arms taking a stride, you guys can kind of visualize this as I'm saying it, our opposite leg and arm move together. So a dog's right front and left hind legs step out together, while our feline friends step with both left paws and then both right paws. Left paws and then right paws. This is their natural gait, kind of known as a pace, in many circles, and only giraffes and camels have this same natural gait. Horses can be taught to race using this pace, but only kitty cats, giraffes, and camels do this. One thing, though, that dogs and cats do share is that they walk on their toes like four-footed ballerinas, yet cats, except for the cheetahs, do not leave claw marks behind as their sharp weapons retract to keep them sharp. So if you're ever out in the woods and you're trying to judge by paw print tracks, if you see the nails, most likely it's a coyote or a wolf or a dog as opposed to a cat. As one of the country's leading multimedia pet lifestyle experts, our first guest today in this all-cat hour of Pet Safety Crusader Radio is Sandy Robbins, who through her blog, books, guest appearances, and just the plethora of things she does, highlights trends and innovative ideas that happen for our pets. Sandy, it's perfectly wonderful to have you on today's show. Good. Glad to have you. Now, many dogs and cats have lifestyles that mirror their pet's parents' own lives. You know, a lot of us just think nothing is too good for our furry kids, and that's evidenced by the $60 billion business that the pet industry now is. Right. As I was reminding our listeners at the top of the show, we share our homes with our cats, but they are, in fact, a different species from our dogs and also from us. They're not little furry people. No, yet a lot of people are trying to have their cats mimic their lifestyles with beds, clothing, jewelry, you know, the whole bit. How do we reconcile this and make it work, you know, still letting them be cats, but letting us have fun with it?
Well, first and foremost, you mentioned clothing. I don't believe in dressing up cats at all. They self-groomers. They don't particularly like wearing things. And, you know, other than for a quick photo opportunity, probably shouldn't be. Other than a sphinx that may get cold and may probably be trained to wear a T-shirt, depending on where you live. But you're quite right. We call them our fur kids, but they're not children, and they are not small dogs. But where the industry has been fantastic is that a lot of focus has been placed on creating toys, games, even feeders that pander to exactly what cats are. So they worked to help them hunt, deal with their own natural characteristics, and that is something which enriches their lifestyles, which is extremely important, especially if they have an indoor lifestyle, which, Denise, I don't have to tell you, as the Pet Safety Crusader, is the right thing for a cat. It's much safer indoors, but we need to offer them more enrichment, and the industry does have all the tools available for us to do that, and that could even be a fabulous, great tall cat tree. Instead of just sticking it in the middle of the room, put it near a window so your cat has a view of the garden, a view of the street, and can interact in her own way with all that activity out there. So that way you are enriching her life and mimicking your own lifestyle. I mean, we like to go to a restaurant and people watch. It's the same thing.
That makes perfect sense. And what I often say with pet safety is to get down on all fours and look at life from your pet's perspective. But with a kitty, it isn't always down on all fours. It's often up on countertops, in the backs of couches, and like you said, out windows. So we do need to do our best to kind of get in their heads a little bit and provide an environment that makes sense for them.
Yes. And they love vertical space. And the plus for that is that today many people live in very small spaces themselves. So if you can give your cat vertical space, you're in fact doubling the size of their home because they've got all your floor space and then they've got whatever you've created up above for them, be it a cat tree, a shelf, or if they're lucky enough to have walkways that go along at ceiling height from room to room. There's no end to what you can do to enrich their lives.
I've seen some fabulous pictures of that with those catwalks. You know, it can be amazing. And I see that they're now doing more and more catios where cats can have the opportunity to be outdoors in a safe environment, kind of a screened-in porch for kitties.
It's an excellent idea. I certainly endorse that. And what you know, the market these days, as I say, it really does cater accordingly. For example, there is a new cat door out there that operates on your cat's microchip from SureFeed. And this will only allow a cat that's microchip has been accepted by the door to go in and out. So you can stop your dog going out there to harass your cat, for example. Or you can let, you know, one cat out at a time. You can really control the situation and give them some fresh air in a controlled environment.
Well, Sandy, you've written a lot of cat books. The original Cat Fancy Bible, Fabulous Felines, Health and Beauty Secrets for the Pampered Cat, For the Love of Cats. All of these are available on Amazon, by the way, everybody out there. But you've also written one called The Extraordinary Life of Buffy the Cat. And Buffy's described as the world's greatest copycat of human activities. But she really knows, or I guess he really knows how to make the best of all nine lives. Can you elaborate on the playfulness of this and what we can all learn from our feline family members?
You know, cats observe the smallest things, and I think that's great takeaway from them, because they sometimes see things, well, not differently, but that we don't see. And I think that's a great lesson. Sometimes you stare at something for hours, be it a building, that being your only view out of your home, and it becomes boring and bland. But if you look at things in more detail, as cats do, you perhaps just begin to see different things, if you know what I'm saying. And I think we need to take that away from them. And I think cats are, as I don't have to tell you, really curious. And I think that's a really good trait that a lot of us humans can do too. If you're traveling, don't stay on the given path. Take the tour off to the side. You never know what you may discover off that little side street or wherever you may be. So I think we can learn a lot from our cats.
Yes, I think as the saying goes, on the road less traveled.
Yes.
Sandy, you you have a charity event coming up. Do tell.
I do. Matilda, the cat at the Algonquin Hotel in New York, and by the way, that hotel has had a resident cat for more than 90 years. She has a big charity bash every year, and it's coming up on August the 10th this year. People fly in from around the world. It's all in aid of the Mayor's Alliance, but the highlight is a feline fashion show. And this year, the cats are going to take to the catwalk wearing fashions, celebrating all the famous guests who stayed at the Algonquin over the years. And as you know, that was the home of Dorothy Parker and the famous Round Table. Marilyn Monroe was a guest. Noel Coward stayed there. Kings, queens, Jackie O was a regular. So as you can imagine, the fashions are going to be fabulous. And Matilda has her own signature cocktail, which we'll be serving. And it's a really fabulous charity event. And as I say, every cent raised goes to the Mayor's Alliance. And you can buy tickets on Matilda's Facebook page. She's Matilda the Algonquin Cat. And we'd love as many cat lovers who are in New York City to join us. There are still some tickets available.
Wow, it sounds like a meowvelous time.
It is. It always is. And we have wonderful raffles. So, you know, for a couple of dollars for a raffle ticket, you can come away with tree houses and automatic feeders and drinking bowls and food for a year. I mean, we've got some really great stuff that we give away every year at this party. So, you know, there's lots of good kitty swag, too.
Wonderful. So thank you so much for joining us today, Sandy. Everybody out there, you can learn more about Sandy at sandyrobbinswith1b.online.com. Stay tuned for more fun after this break.
Thanks, Denise.
You love your pet. When you use holistic medicine, their healthcare options expand. The American Holistic Veterinary Medical Foundation funds vital holistic research for your pet and your vet. Help us find these answers. Donate now. Go to helphealanimals.org. Donate for holistic research. Your pet will thank you, unless it's a cat. They expect you to do the right thing. Helphealanimals.org.
Being the one who makes a difference is what I am all about. I am the Pet Safety Crusader, and my superpower is helping people to help their pets. So I come to you via the airwaves, sharing the latest 411 on how you can help your pets live longer, happier lives by your side. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing, but join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become that awesome person your pet knows you can be.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Here is a perfect safety gift for you and your best friend that one day could save your life. You have to see these rechargeable LED dog flashing collars and leashes that light up for your protection when walking your dog. Go to shineforedogs.com. I'll spell it out for you. SHINEFORDOGS.com. Shineforedogs.com. I recommend this for you and your loved ones. Now go now, shineforedogs.com.
And you're back with our speed dating episode for cat lovers as we zip through and chat with cat expert peeps today on this edition of Pet Safety Crusader Radio. Next up is veterinarian Dr. Liz Bales. Liz is not only a practicing veterinarian, but writes a blog for thecatadvocate.com, has an Ask the Vet column on cattingtonpost.com, and contributes regularly to Cat Talk magazine. She's here today because she's invented a revolutionary new way to feed our cats. Or really, it might be considered old, since it's what cats did in the beginning before we popped open those cans or poured kibble in a bowl. Welcome, Liz.
Thank you so much for having me, Denise.
Happy to have you. And now I understand you feel that for a cat, a feline, to eat from a bowl, it kind of denies our feline friends their instinctual desire to hunt. So do tell us, what do you think cats should be eating and how should they be eating it?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. So we all know the expression, a game of cat and mouse, right?
Sure.
But to a cat, it's not a game. To a cat, that hunting and playing and eating is all ingrained in a way that's so important to their mental and physical health. It's so important that cats hunt and play with their food, not be served from a bowl.
Interesting. So I take it you've come up with a way around this?
I have. So I'm so glad you asked. There's a variety of components that I tried to put into the Noble Feeding System to bring all the science that's so rich and well-supported into a feeding device that was easy, safe, clean, and fun to use in the home environment. And I call it the Noble Feeding System. So in nature, cats hunt between 9 and 20 times a day, 24
wow.
hours a day. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, so and we feed them once or twice, or some people just let them graze, you know?
Exactly. So for a cat, their whole reason for being in nature is hunting. And then we bring them inside to do a kindness. We love them. We want to keep them safe. And in fact, the American Association of Feline Practitioners and the AVMA both recommend that we keep cats indoors to keep them safe. But what we have forgotten is to bring from the outside into our home environment what they need to sustain their natural instincts. And that's what the Noble Feeding System does.
Oh, good, because I was afraid you're going to tell me we need to have mice running all over our house all the time so the cats can hunt.
Well, they might like that just a little bit better, but it's a tough sell to the average homeowner.
I think so. So what exactly is the Noble Feeding System?
So the Noble Feeding System was designed to use either dry food or treats. I'm working very hard. I know there's a variety of ways to feed your cat, and there's a lot of strong feelings about what the right food is for your cat. And I'm not here to argue about what is the right food for your cat. What I'm trying to offer is the right way to feed your cat. At the moment, I can only do this with dry food and treats. I'm working hard on a way to bring it to you in wet food. But for now, for dry food, the Noble Feeding System is a mouse-shaped container where you put one-fifth of the daily ration for your cat inside. Surrounding that container is a soft fabric skin in the shape of a mouse. That fabric skin is really important. Cats want to play with their claws and their teeth. Some cats just want to roll with their paw or their nose, but this gives the cat a way to engage with their food in whatever way they want to. So you fill the five devices with a measured amount of food. Important point, because almost 60% of cats in America are obese, and it's really impacting their health. So measuring an appropriate quantity is very important. Then you hide the nobles around your house. So your cat can engage their sense of scent while they're hunting for the food. Then when they find it, they engage all of their resources with their claws and their teeth, or if they don't have claws, they roll in with their nose and extract the food from the noble, and then they eat from actually it dispenses onto the floor, but it's just about a tablespoon and a half is about the appropriate portion, so they clean up the whole amount.
Wow, that's so interesting. On two things that come to mind right away, you know, implying that cats aren't little dogs and that you have that skin, because I know there's a certain toy out there that we use for dogs, and we'll sometimes put peanut butter and cream cheese and cut up apple, or we'll freeze food in it or something, and then they have to work to get the food out. But number one, it doesn't have that skin to mimic an animal. And two, yep, we don't generally hide that for them to go in search of it. We generally put it in plain view. So this is really emphasized, you know, the difference in the species, and I love how it's, you know, giving them that opportunity to be a cat.
I love what you're saying.
Really, really cool.
We love our cats so much, and we want them to be our children, but they need to be our cat children and be treated like cats. In all the ways,
well,
to bring
exactly
their natural instincts.
And I know you
back.
Don't want to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want to get into too much of a food conversation, because that's way more than an hour show right there alone.
Yeah.
But the one thing I guess I would put out there, or maybe two things, is number one, cats are oblate carnivores. We shouldn't try to make them vegetarians, no matter what our own personal views are on that topic. And two,
that's
I think
correct.
We just need to read labels and become smarter, more savvy pet, you know, parents and consumers. Where
correct.
Can we
and
learn more
lot,
about the no-bull feeding system?
There's a lot. My website is www.nobullcat.com. And if you're interested in feline environmental enrichment and the importance of hunting for your cat, check out our reference library that has journal articles as well as layperson articles on hunting and environmental enrichment for cats.
Wow, that's just fabulous. So everybody do some research. That's easy to remember, nobullcats.com. And, you know, again, we love our cats. We bring them into the family, but cats are cats. They're not mini humans. So let's allow them to have some fun. But fortunately, like we said, we don't need to let the live rodents run all over and have that much fun. Liz, thanks so much for joining us today. We're going to talk rescue, kitten rescue, after this break.
Thanks, Denise.
You bet.
Hey, pet lovers. Keep your best friends in good health and keep them smiling with no more worries of gingivitis, plaque, or bad breath. Introducing Pet Smile, the first pet toothpaste to be awarded the Veterinary Oral Health Council seal for plaque removal. Pet Smile requires no brushing, making cleaning your pet's teeth easy. Go to PetSmileUSA.com and use the promo code RadioSmile for $5 off your first order. I'll spell it for you. PetSmileUSA.com. No brush pet toothpaste for cats and dogs. PetSmileUSA.com. Listen up, animal lovers. You can support your local animal shelters and welfare organizations for free. Just shop online through AdoptAShelter.com. It's easy. Go to AdoptAShelter.com, pick the organization you want to support, and then connect to over 750 of your favorite online stores, including Amazon, Expedia, Macy's, Office Depot, Walmart, and Zazzle. Then shop like you normally do. Everything you buy earns a cash donation for the animal welfare organization of your choice. And you always pay the exact same prices as going to the merchant directly. Simply click, shop, and donate at AdoptAShelter.com. Thinking of pizza? The best pizza in town. Then go to Bear Nose, located in Orange City, Florida, next to Publix. Tell them the radio sent you to receive free garlic cheese sticks. Free delivery for orders to go. Call now and order. Call 386-775-2327. Visit their website, barenosefl.com. I'll spell it for you. BARNOSFL.com.
Welcome again to our all-cat episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio. No cat show would be complete without talking about cats needing homes. Unfortunately, 1.4 million cats are euthanized each year in the United States, while just about the same amount are adopted. So basically, it seems we're birthing about twice as many kittens as we have humans to care for them. To tell us what Kitten Rescue Los Angeles is doing, I'm happy to have Sandra Harrison join us. Sandra, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're in the heart of kitten season, as I was mentioning earlier. So tell me what it's like out there in the trenches with kittens being born and not enough homes to take them in.
Oh, this is a particularly bad time of the year because we're getting a second wave of kittens and we still have the first ones that we're trying to find homes for. It's sadly, these are the months where adoptions are lower, where the kittens are being born more because people are going on vacation during the summer months. And they tend to nest and start to adopt in September, October, and so on. When we have kittens from, you know, older kittens that nobody wants. So it's the timing of kitten season is really bad as far as adoptions and kitten season.
But well, and as humans, we actually discriminate. We want that tiny little cute kitten. And, you know,
right.
When kittens start to get older, you know, not so much. But it's great that there are places like you because I know when they're about 4 months old, I guess that's about 16 weeks, if you haven't pretty much socialized them, they kind of become hissy kittens. They're not, you know, untamable.
Yes.
But, you know, it's
even
so important they get that
yeah.
human contact. Yeah.
Yeah. And most
so
of
what are you guys
are
doing at
Go ahead.
Most of your kittens?
Oh, are in foster homes. So they get that one-on-one experience and they are socialized really well. We love foster homes with families, by the way, with kids, because that really helps with socialization.
Wonderful. But do you actually have a facility? What goes on at Kitten Rescue Los Angeles?
We do have a facility, yes. Most of our cats are foster-based. We have around 1,000 cats in foster care. But we have the Kitten Rescue Sanctuary houses up to 150 cats in the main sanctuary. And those cats are often special needs cats or harder to place cats. So a lot of those cats may spend the rest of their life there, but we hope they're all up for adoption. And we always hope that someone will take an older special needs cat. I mean, it's always the best when a cat that's been with us for a long time or been returned after many years as a senior cat, because that happens too. Finds a home. But if they don't find a home, they're always welcome to stay at the Kitten Rescue Sanctuary.
Speaking of special cats or harder to place ones, do you have any heartwarming stories about a cat that's come through the Kitten Rescue?
Oh, there's a lot of them. But I think the story that for me, like last year on July 5th, the day after 4th of July, we got a call. I actually got a text with a pretty graphic picture of a little kitten with her leg severed and lacerations all over her face. She had been found in a car engine. Someone turned on their car, and she actually broke the fan belt, but in the process, it severed one leg, badly fractured another leg, and really messed up her little cute little face. I just got the text saying, can we raise money to save this kitten? We're taking it to the vet right now. And it was just so beautiful how the community came together to donate to save her life. And we found the most perfect foster home. And this was a feral kitten who came very socialized, got the best vet care. The vet was able to save the one leg that he wasn't sure he was going to be able to save because of nerve damage. And so she does only have three legs because the other leg had to be completely amputated. But she got a wonderful home. And her mom is now a kitten rescue foster or volunteer. So it's just great how the community bound together to save this one little life, and she has a perfect life, and she was a injured stray kitten from South Los Angeles. So that's what we do.
Wow. Well, you know, sometimes, especially animal stories, can really bring out the best in us humans. So I'm so delighted to hear there was a happy ending. But everybody out there, take heed on this, because the day after, you know, 4th of July isn't a cold time of the year anywhere around, you know, the United States. So we usually worry about cats in car engines when the weather's colder because they're seeking some place to hide and get warm. But I would assume in this case, Sandra, the cat was just scared of the fireworks and was seeking a location to get out away.
That's what we think. That's what we believe. That, yeah.
Yeah,
that was a
safe, I mean,
she thought it was
we'll
a safe
never
haven.
Know.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. She can't tell us, but that's what we can assume, yes.
But just an important thing for us to think about that, you know, we don't only have to think about, you know, kittens in our, you know, our engines or under our hoods during the cold weather months. It's something we should bang on that hood every time before we start that engine just to be safe.
Well, yeah, I mean, not everyone has stray kittens around in their neighborhoods, I know. But definitely, if you know you have feral cats or stray cats on your property, that, yeah, every time would be a good thing to do.
Wow. Well, it seems like guardian angels for our feline friends like you, you know, are out there working really hard in the trenches all the time. And I know a lot of times we talk about kitten season being, say, March to September, but in our warmer parts of the country, that can go on till November. So you've got a lot of work ahead of you still this year, correct?
Yes, a lot of work ahead of us. I know that you've been to our kitten nursery where we're bottle feeding kittens around the clock. And that's another important part of this, because when those kittens go into the city shelters, they are euthanized within hours of intake because they don't have the staff to feed those kittens. And that's just one really important thing that we started this year is this 24-hour nursery that can feed these kittens until they're old enough to eat on their own and go on to foster care.
So, so very important, because just like you said, the shelters don't have the staff, don't have personnel there 24/7, and what you do is truly life-saving. Where can we learn more about Kitten Rescue Los Angeles?
Kittenrescue.org.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Sandra, and everybody else out there. Don't touch that dial, phone, or internet connection. We'll be back before you can say meow 120 times fast.
Hey, pet lovers, this is something I want to share with you. Canine massage. Yeah, learn how to massage your dog with Dr. Sue Furman. Check out Dr. Furman's online classes for the benefits of massaging your dog. Help make your dog healthy. This is where I want you to go. HolisticTouchTherapy.com. A healthy dog is a happy dog. I'll repeat her website. You go to HolisticTouchTherapy.com. Learn how to bond with your best friend and pet with purpose.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Do you remember when your best friend used to greet you at the door every night? Always there, loyal, wagging his tail, happy to see you? Now things have changed. Your dog is getting older and you're losing your best friend. Thanks to good nutrition and medical advances, however, our dogs are living longer today than ever before. But as our dogs do get older, they begin to change. Your dog may be waking you up in the middle of the night, or starting to soil in the house, even barking for no reason at all. He may just seem confused or be getting stuck in corners, and he just isn't himself. Over 28 million pets in the United States suffer from these same symptoms. Nutrix is a new, natural, and clinically proven solution that helps get your old dog back. Nutrix is a specially formulated soft chew with a taste dogs love and recommended by veterinarians across the U.S. Help your best friend by talking with your veterinarian about your senior pet's behavior. As a noted veterinarian says, do your pet a favor and ask about behavior. You can get Nutrix from your vet or go to Nutrix.com. For more information, visit their website, www.nutrix.com. I'll spell it out for you. www.nutrix.com. Nutrix.com.
And welcome back to our All Cat Hour on Pet Safety Crusader Radio. You are in for still another treat. Next up is a good friend of mine and a fellow pet first aid instructor, Arden Moore. Arden and I have twin hearts in that our goal is to help people help their pets live longer, happier lives by their sides. So we both go around the country, each teaching in our own way, but helping people acquire the skills needed to handle pet emergencies. Additionally, Arden is a dog and cat behavior consultant, fellow author, and fellow radio host. But I guess this is actually the first on-air meeting of the Pet Safety Crusader and the Pet Health and Safety Coach. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, pause up, Denise. Great to hear your voice.
Thank you. Now, Arden, I get it. You do a lot of stuff. But on the heels of our last segment on cat rescue, tell me how the adorable furry feline Casey, the pet safety cat, came into your life.
Well, Casey is my first orange tabby. I don't like to use the word rescue. He is a shelter proud alum of the San Diego Humane Society. He was about a four-month-old, very curious, outgoing kitty, and I was in need of a new pet safety cat, and he passed every temperament test, and the rest is history. He is the only active cat teaching pet first aid in the country right now.
Well, that has to bring me to the question in that, you know, cats can learn a trick or two, because often, you know, times we think, well, we need to train our dogs, but cats just, you know, go out and live their lives however. But what have you done and how have you created this life for him?
Well, he is fortunately a feline foodie. He's not fat, but he's very motivated by food. So from day one, I was very fortunate that I could use treats, and just like we do with our dogs, you can clicker train and things like that. So Casey is very responsive and motivated to win a treat. So we started from day one. He gets his paws touched. When I give him a mani-pedi now before we give a talk, Denise, he's purring in my lap while I'm clipping his nails. I cannot believe it. I'm very fortunate. But I think it's because from day one I made him feel safe. I always speak in a calm, confident voice with him. And he lives with five dogs, so he's pretty bulletproof, and he's very curious. So I set him up for success, and we've gone from small venues to now large venues, and I swear he's never met a stranger or felt like he's been in a strange place. He is, literally, when he puts that bow tie on, the feline George Clooney.
I love it. But you said so much in that little mouthful there that brings thoughts to mind. I mean, number one, everybody's cat isn't going to become, you know, the pet safety cat and, you know, right, go out and make public appearances and be around people. But getting them used to the human touch, maybe even training them a few things such as leave it and to stay so that they don't dash out a door could be important. So, you know, if they're interested in food, if that works, or if it's a toy, use whatever, but consult, you know, with maybe a kitty behaviorist or trainer. I'll give you Arden's information at the end of the show here today, but, you know, make sure your cat does know a few rules. But also, right, I know, Arden, you were there with me at Blog Paws and Cat Writers Conference recently, and I was lucky enough to speak with, you know, Dr. Marty Becker on the Fear Free Initiative. And that's exactly what I was talking to, you know, us pet peeps about, is really getting your pets used to being touched all over. I know people were just shaking their heads. No, I could see it through the radio waves when you were saying that Casey purrs for his mani-pedi. Because, I mean, that to a lot of people is just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to clip the cat's nails, and you know, you think of yourself scratched and bandaged afterwards. Is there anything, any special tip you can, you know, give people, because that's so important?
Exactly. And I hail, you were there at the talk with Blog Paws with you, Dr. Marty Becker, and Dr. Elizabeth Collarin. on the fear-free. And the number one tip I can give you listeners is this. Whenever you need to give any kind of medicine to your cat or clip a nail or whatever, never do it in the living room or the kitchen. Never do it in a wide-open space. I'm going to be a cat for a moment. I'm identifying like 17 escape routes. Instead, wrap them in a towel, make them feel snug and comfortable, and do what you need to do, maybe one step at a time, maybe one paw at a time, in an enclosed bathroom. And when you get done, maybe if you just do one nail, open the door, if the cat runs or walks to the right, count to five, and just slowly walk to the left and exit. And the cat's going to turn around and be like, you didn't chase me. What's up? You're trying to make it so it's like no big deal. It shouldn't be a fearful thing. The other thing is cats really tap into our emotions. If we say statements like, I'm so sorry I have to do this to you, they're like, oh, no, no, you don't, snap. That means I'm out of here. You got to say, if you can't think of anything, I tell people in my classes, say out loud, I'm doing this out of love. I'm doing this out of love. And when you're calm and you feel confident, your cat's going to tap into that. And always, always give them a great grade A level treat for a job well done when they do get their nails trimmed or their medicine given or whatever needs you need to do for your cat. Condition your cat that this is no big deal and that, you know, I get a pretty good reward.
Absolutely. Yeah. For things like that, it's not just the regular thing you shake out of the foil package. Maybe it's some real salmon or whatever, you know, whatever it is that makes your cat really smack those lips. But you just said it so perfectly. And it's just that they do pick up on our emotions. So I also always emphasize, don't decide to do something, you know, with your kitty, like clipping the nails or doing a head to tail checkup right after you've gotten off a phone call that has your dander up. Or if you're dashing out the door, you know, or really don't have the time right now. Make sure you're in a good place too when you're trying to help your kitty cat friend.
Yeah, or you won the Powerball and you're just so much dancing like Snoopy, your cat's like, I'm out of here. So it can be a very high excitability emotion or it could be a very tense emotion. Either one, they're the wrong emotion when you're trying to cater to your cat. And you touched on it really well, Denise. We all need to do at least monthly head-to-tail assessments on our cats and dogs, and we got to know what's normal so we can catch things before they get out of hand and take a big bite out of our wallet and maybe even shorten the life of our pets. And I've taken your classes. I think you do a great job. I mean, that's one thing we can do by these monthly head-to-toe assessments. Then your cat gets used to being touched. And guess what, guys? When Casey goes in for even a routine vaccine, he's on the table with a nice, comfy, thick towel, and he feels safe and secure, and he's a great little patient. My vet loves him.
Well, contrast that, everybody, with all those YouTube videos out there where cat goes ballistic at veterinarian. So, you know, it's about what we teach and nurture at home. Arden, thank you so much. Where can we learn more about all you write, speak, and do?
Well, they can go to Pet First Aid, the number 4, the letter U, petfirstaidforyou.com. And I'm blessed that my mother gave me an unusual first name. So if you Google Arden Moore, listeners are going to learn more than you really probably want to know, but take it away.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining my friend. Have a good rest of your day. And let's take a break. When we return, something that your cat can scratch her paws in, but that's healthier for you and for her. We'll be right back.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. You can now bring your pets with you everywhere you go. That's right. Handmade, personalized jewelry featuring a photograph, yes, a photograph of your loving pet. Dew's Jewelry offers bracelets, necklaces, keychains, and more. This beautiful jewelry not only makes a wonderful gift, but it's also a special way to memorialize a pet that has passed away. You have to see this. This is what I want you to do. Go to www.dewsjewelry.com. I'm going to spell it out for you again. www.dewsjewelry.com. Once again, that is DOOS jewelry.com. DOOSjewelry.com. Hop online and order your personalized jewelry today.
Being the one who makes a difference is what I am all about. I am the Pet Safety Crusader, and my superpower is helping people to help their pets. So I come to you via the airwaves, sharing the latest 411 on how you can help your pets live longer, happier lives by your side. So please sit, stay, or just keep on doing what you're doing, but join me Thursdays at 1 p.m. on BBS Radio for each episode of Pet Safety Crusader Radio to learn, share, and become that awesome person your pet knows you can be.
Hey, pet lovers. Are your cats giving you problems? Well, we have a solution for you. Contact Dr. Marcy Kosky. She is a certified feline trainer and behaviorist with more than 20 years' experience. She specializes in helping cat lovers whose out-of-control cats are turning their lives and homes upside down. Go to her website, felinebehaviorsolutions.com. Her site is www.felinebehaviorsolutions.com. She will help you locally as well as long distance. Contact her now.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
We are back with the final segment of this special speed dating cat hour of Pet Safety Crusader Radio. And I was hoping we were going to have Jean Broders, marketing manager of World's Best Cat Litter, to share with you how you can keep your house smelling great and your cat safe and happy. But we're having a few technical difficulties, so we're going to try to keep getting her online. But in the meantime, I'd like to elaborate a little bit more on what Arden said about, you know, really doing those head-to-tail checkups, getting our cats from the moment we have them used to the human touch. And I know that's such a difficult thing because a lot of kitty cats really, you know, will lay in your lap when they want to. They are a different species, like we've reiterated several times here, than our dog friends. And that doesn't make them any less anything. It just makes them their own incredible, beautiful species. But we need to abide by their, you know, basic instinctual behaviors. And along with doing that head-to-tail checkup so that we can find something when it's small and hopefully treat it before it becomes a nightmare, sometimes we may need to give our kitties a bath. And I always think of baths as part of the whole health and hygiene of our pet. Now, a lot of times we do that because we don't want a stinky kitty, you know, lying on the pillow next to us, or we want them to be beautiful and fluffy and it's kind of a cosmetic thing. But whether it's a cat or a dog, when you get them in that tub or that sink and you bathe them, you're really getting down to the skin and you can really see what's going on. You're going to notice if there's a lot of fur loss. You're going to notice if there are scabs or redness on the skin, if there are parasites. And oftentimes we can't even detect all of these things unless we actually do, you know, get the skin wet. Very often when it's dry, we're just not seeing these things show up. So giving your cat a bath can be an important thing, but just like trimming the nails, it doesn't have to end up with you with gauze rolled around your head and across your hands and all kinds of bandages from kitty cat scratches. You want to get your kitty used to that human touch and brush her and trim her before you even get her wet. Because once the fur is wet, it's going to be harder to comb through. You need to, when you're doing anything with your sweet little feline friend, you need to be relaxed. I know I mentioned this in the last break, but start off when it's a good time for you, when you're in a good place, that your energy isn't too high or too low. And don't be chasing the cat all over the house, you know, like a cat and mouse type game. That's not going to be a good start. But before you even grab Kitty and maybe wrap her in the towel and bring her to the bathroom and close the door, make sure you've got everything you need. You don't want the cat waiting while you're running around, and you certainly don't want her sitting in the tub and leaving her unattended. Just think good thoughts. Tell the kitty that you're doing this for her own good. Don't be apologetic. Arden Moore was explaining that to us because they pick up on our vibes. And if we're apologizing, they're like, holy, you know, what's going on here? Something good is not about to happen. So stay happy and good mode with it all. Make sure you have the right products. Don't be using dog shampoo on your kitty cat. Make sure you use cat products and ones that you've tested, because every cat is a unique individual. And we want to make sure that we don't use anything that they could be allergic to. When it's time to lather them up, do so in a gentle manner, but make sure you get all that soap off and that you don't get any in the eyes, the nose, the ears, or the mouth, and then towel dry them carefully. Don't rough them up too much, but, you know, give them a good rubbing, and if they will tolerate it, a blow dryer on low heat. Afterwards, like everything we do with our pets, we want to reward them. So make sure that you have a high value treat again, not just that normal little something that comes out of a package or a box, but something extra special that they will really enjoy. So I hope you've enjoyed our All Cat Hour today. I must tell you, I'm kind of exhausted. I think I need a cat nap after this episode. Whew. I'm sorry we didn't get a hold of Jean. Something's going on with our lines here being crossed. But what I do want to mention to you that most humans know that an indoor cat is a safer cat, living on average 10 to 12 years longer than their outdoor counterparts. What this means, however, is since we've limited their ability to roam in the great outdoors, these indoor cats now have to use their bathroom, well, indoors. And along with that comes some issues cat lovers need to face about how to keep their houses smelling sweet and not having litter tracked all over the place, but having, you know, a convenient place for our cats to do all those things they need to do. And World's Best Cat Litter is a claw amazing product. And I'm going to have Jean come back on another show to really talk about it more. But it absorbs to eliminate odors. It doesn't track. It doesn't get caught on the paws and then end up out of the box and all over your house. It clumps for easy cleanup and is flushable. And there's no dust or inhaling of clays for Kitty or for you. So none of that dusty mess to contend with. So I would love to have Jean. We'll try this again and we'll find out the inspiration for this product and what it is actually made of, because it is a substitute for our clay litters. Well, do drop me a line sometime at petsafetycrusader@gmail.com if you have anything you want to talk to me about or hear about on a future show. Do visit sunnydoginkwithak.com to see if you and I can do a meet and greet during my fall Southern U.S. Pet Safety Tour kicking off from San Diego this September 15th, going all the way across the Southern U.S., down to Florida, up to Maryland and Virginia, back down through Atlanta, Arkansas, and back across the country. I thank you so doggone much, because it has been perfectly wonderful for you to allow me to help you help your pet. My pack and I have claws and fingers crossed that you and yours will stay safe, healthy, and happy, and I personally challenge you to do your best to be a superhero in the life of an animal. I look forward to having you hear me and my guests next time. This is the Pet Safety Crusader, signing off till next week. She was a girl,